Track 12 and a few sporting headlines. Starting with the cricket. Bovey Tracy are out of the relegation places in the Tolchards DCL Premier Division for the first time this season after routing table-topping Stanford by 104 runs. Bovey have no room for complacency, though, as they face third-placed Exeter this Saturday at the same time as Paignton visit Plympton. And South Devon made Ivy Bridge work every inch of the way for a two-wicket win that keeps them 4 points clear of Paignton, second 11, at the top of the C West table. Ashburton, meanwhile, were on the receiving end of the bounce-back win Paignton needed to steady their promotion prospects when the two sides met on the Bohea field. And Budleigh Salterton administered a 7-wicket beating on Timmouth and Sheldon on their first league visit to the Hazeldown Oval. And the Ipplepen's second 11 beat Babbacombe by 5 runs to snatch second place off them as the D West promotion race heats up. Ipplepen also defeated Cliss St George by 6 wickets to push the Bohea field side deeper into the B Division relegation mire. Defeat leaves Clist 17 points away from safety with 4 games left to get out of the bottom two. And Plymouth Civil Service and Roeburgh did not hang around on the way to a 9-wicket win away to relegation certainties, Abbots Kurzweil second 11. And from one lot of bowling to another set of bowls. Newton Abbott Bowls trio Kate Kennedy, Jane Holwood and Isabel Burley reached the Section 5 final of the County Miners Ladies Benevolent Triples, but unfortunately lost out at home to Chudley. In the Ladies SDL League, recent good form continues with another 8-2 victory, this time at Torquay Belgrave, to now move into second place behind the King's Ladies. Newton's men's A team, after winning the Section 5 final of the top club, lost out at home to United Services from Barnstable 3-2 on disciplines in the open quarterfinals. Meanwhile, the men's A team's winning run continued in the MDL Premier League with wins against Paignton and Sheldon 2 nights apart, 13-1 and 10-4 respectively. 1 game remains and a win would secure a first title since 1985. And winning is infectious at Abrook. Abrook Park Bowls Club's last over 55's 11 league match at home against divisional leaders Starcross on July the 24th saw them give a good account of themselves, winning 6-2. And a busy, busy week for the bowling club at Kingstainton Bowls Club. Ladies entertaining Bitton Park on July the 30th in their SDLBL and won 71-35, securing all 10 league points. Next up was Kingstainton's over 55s on July the 31st, with both squads playing at home. Firstly, the 10 division, who hosted Timmouth Den, and were narrowly beaten 28-31 and 0-8 on the league points front. Now for the Y division, who welcomed Dawlish Marina and beat them 48-26, claiming all 8 league points as well. And that concludes our sports headlines for this week.